Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. U.S. Wheat Associates Board Chairman Michael Peters says they continue to work on building export markets for wheat. He points out one of the biggest challenges has been Russia.
Russia has still been shipping out, you know, a lot of wheat over this past year. I mean, they've shipped it out at a lot cheaper price than what we're able to grow and produce it here in the U.S. So that has created some issues for us, you know, with our overseas customers. And even here in the United States, there's been a few more bushels imported than what we're used to seeing. But, you know, that to me means that an organization like U.S. Wheat is even more important to still be there on the ground for overseas customers and assuring them of our quality, you know, and educating them about how they can still use our wheat.
Educational efforts include
quality tours to show them the quality that we have in the crop quality booklets that we put out and the testing we do after harvest. We'll show them those numbers and explain to them how they can use that. We have baking labs in several countries where we bring people into our labs and actually bake products, show them those products. We have many technical staff in our organization that they understand the technical side of milling and baking wheat like nobody else.
Peters adds that these educational efforts build relationships with other countries, which goes a long way in getting the wheat into new countries. Plus, he says competing countries are at the table and U.S. wheat needs to be there as well in order to compete.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.